Hello and welcome to the Learning to Mum podcast, a podcast dedicated to talking all things being a mum and all things being a female. The latter I feel much more qualified to talk about. I'm passionate about the honest accounts, the raw reality, and all the highs and lows that come with motherhood. So welcome to this podcast hosted by me, Kelly Beaumont. I'm so grateful to have you listening to me today. Enjoy. Hello everybody and welcome back to the Learning to Mum podcast. I have decided that this is going to be the start of season 3. So welcome to season 3 or series 3. I don't know what the correct terminology is for the UK, whether it's series or seasons. No, and I don't imagine anybody overly cares. If you can hear me shuffling around, I'm just trying to sort through a whole bunch of pictures that I have of Ophelia. I realise how many pictures I take now, or how many I get printed out. Well, both. I get the free prints every month. And you quickly realise how many things you print out, and then you've got to think about putting them in albums and yada, yada, yada. And also knowing what to sort them into, like, do you do like months 0 to 3 and 3 to 6 and so on and so forth, and then kind of evolve it into, I don't know, like Christmas and birthday and I don't know. Basically, I'm looking through all these pictures, looking at the amount of albums that I have and thinking, I'm going to need to buy a lot more photo albums. I know people, not everybody is sold on like photo albums. People like to save them online. But I love nothing more as like a child being able to look through old photo albums that my mum had put together. I think looking through solid pictures and things like that is really, I don't know, like for me it's nostalgic, for me it felt like, I don't know, good, it felt good. So I want to replicate that for Ophelia, and yeah, so I've bought photo albums from Paper Chase, like the brown ones, and then I use a a label maker, and I label them up so they all look uniformed, even though if you open them right now, you would see that they are far from being uniform. But never mind. I at least have opened the packages of pictures and seen how many I've got, which is progress compared to where I was before I started that today. So I just wanted to come on and do a bit of a mini episode just to give an update on what I've been doing, where I'm at with things, and just talk a little bit about like school holidays or Christmas holidays, whatever you want to call it, mum guilt, like the things that's happening like this month, and what I've been a little bit coy about, or what I was coy about in the last episode, and just kind of just chat to everybody really and talk about some quite real things and feelings and all that good stuff. So I've got a cup of tea. I'm sat in my office at the moment. I've been off work now for over 2 weeks, and it's definitely not felt like that. I'm sure anybody who's listening to this who has older children or is, you know, like going through the same age as where we're at the moment or whatever else, that like you're probably sat chuckling because you know how very real like the break from normality is, and break as in like gap as opposed to break, chill, whatever. Because what was quite apparent to me is how ill prepared I was for Ophelia breaking up from nursery and being at home 24/7, which sounds really cruel, doesn't it? Like, this is her home. Of course, her being at home 24/7 is absolutely acceptable. Like, I'm making it sound as though it's not. And what I'm trying to say in a roundabout way is that because she's at nursery and we have that consistency, and because I'm at work 4 days a week, there's like quite a lot of structure. And I've spoken quite openly about my need for structure, routine, control. And that just completely went out of the window when she broke up from nursery on the 17th of December. And I broke up from work around about the same point, I want to say, maybe a couple of days after. And historically, like breaking up from work, there was that like real festive feeling. And it just wasn't there this year, which I think was a combination of working from home as opposed to being in an office and just a huge like combination of things. But yeah, I just didn't have that immediate Christmas feeling. And then Ophelia breaking up from nursery and that kind of like sudden realization that I need to think about three meals every day. And because I am that kind of parent that feels like there needs to be something on the agenda every single day, like, okay, what things can I plan? What things can I book? And my brain just went into overdrive and I just really struggled. It's like anything, I think, anything new that you try, you learn what works well and what doesn't. And I think it, because it was the first time that we'd had a proper break from nursery since she started back in April, it was just a bit of an eye opener to think, oh, right, this is tricky. And I think when you've got older children, there is some reprieve. Whereas when they're so young, I mean, don't get me wrong, you get like a little bit of reprieve during nap times, but typically that's to catch up on like getting yourself ready for the day and then lunch or whatever else. Whereas with older children, you get those kind of moments, don't you? But whenever a child who is younger is awake, typically they want involvement from you, attention from you, and it can be really tiring. And I spoke on my last episode about mothering through the menstrual cycle and how at different points I perhaps feel more capable than others. And yeah, I just want to be really honest that there were certain points during the Christmas break where I really, really needed like my time and I couldn't get it. And I just found that really challenging. I did, however, come up, you know, the food situation was absolutely fine. Like I did loads of different pasta sauces in my Nutribullet, whisked that up, just loads of different things that we just tried, and some things worked and some things didn't. And yeah, it was just one of those things where I quickly realized that there's many more breaks from nursery. Well, not many more, like that will happen again at Christmas next year. And then definitely she gets older, there's going to be school holidays that I need to think about. And I just think, as I said, with everything, it's just the first time you do it, it's a learning curve. And then you go on with it and you realize the types of things that you need to do to make those things like be successful. Anyway, we survived. She's back at nursery today. I've had a bit of a me day. I go back to work tomorrow. I decided to take today as my non-working day. so that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, when I'm back at work, I can just kind of get my head down and crack on. And it's been nice today because yesterday my mum had Ophelia. So I didn't stop. I like swept the house, cooked tea, painted the kitchen wall, painted the utility room, just kind of went for it. And then today I was like, right, I just need to wind myself back down. So I popped through to like our nearest city. There were some bits that I needed to pick up. I went and did that. And then I came home, I had a bath bomb, luxurious. I read some of my book. I've just been sorting through those pictures now. I'm quickly going to record this. It's not going to be a long one. And then I'll have about an hour and 20 minutes before I need to get Ophelia. And I'm just going to, just try and get organized. I have also tidied my office because I don't know how everybody else feels when they work from home, but having like a clean space to work from is just so much more inspiring than coming into an office that's messy, cluttered, whatever else. Anyway, So that's the Christmas holidays. We survived. It was tough. I've learned some lessons. So that's that. The second thing that I want to talk about is some changes that are coming into effect from, well, now really. So Ophelia is now going to nursery 4 days a week. So she was at three. She's now going up to 4 days a week at nursery starting this week. So straight back into it. I was a little bit apprehensive taking her back to nursery today, mainly because I just didn't know how she would be after 2 weeks solidly with me and Charles. But we pulled up. She was kicking and screaming and like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then when we got out, I took her to the door. She clung on a little bit, but luckily there was nobody waiting behind us. So me and the nursery nurse had a good chat and just kind of let Ophelia just chill in the doorway. She was holding on to me, but then, I mean, she was stood by herself, but, you know, like a hand on me kind of thing. And then she went up to the nursery nurse and, yeah, I mean, absolutely fine. Went back as normal. So I'm expecting, fully expecting that she's going to come back really tired this evening, because whilst me and Charles have done our best to entertain her and whatever else, there's nothing quite like nursery for tiring children out, because they're so stimulated. And yeah, in fact, I was saying to the nursery nurse this morning, like, we just want to say thank you for everything that you do. Like, we bought them Christmas presents, but obviously I just, having taken the last 2 weeks to reflect on how hard they work at nursery to entertain and keep them happy and feed them all their meals and everything else, I just wanted to reiterate the appreciation that we have for them, because they do amazing work. And the fact that Ophelia comes back from nursery so happy just fills my heart with joy and gives me reassurance that I can be a working mum and I don't need to carry too much guilt as a result of that. So yeah, that's what's happening. The reason that we have stepped Ophelia up a day at nursery is because at the end of this month, I'm going to be going to full-time work. I'm actually starting a new job in a new organisation, which has been on the cards now. I've been in the recruitment process for like months, and then I found out that I'd been successful. I think, I want to say like start of December or right at the end of November. And yeah, it's just been a real adjustment period. Kind of, I manage a team of people and taking them through like that update and what that means logistically, and then arranging my start date for the new company, negotiating the package, making that decision as to whether I go full time. And truthfully, they weren't, it wasn't a deal breaker if I didn't do full time. Like, I was given complete autonomy to decide what was right. And me and Charles spoke about it, and financially, it would have been a real difference for me to work 4 days versus 5 days. And I'm not going to go into details about specifics because that's really not relevant. But I just, again, in terms of being candid on this podcast, you know, financially, 4 days to 5 days was a big, big difference. And what I had to weigh up, was, why would I be taking that day? Who would it be for? Would it be for me? Would it be for Ophelia? What would it be for? And when I stripped it back, I think what I kind of really considered is I still will have time with Ophelia. So every evening when she's picked up from nursery, which my husband is going to do because his job is changing as well. So I'll be doing every nursery drop off because Charles will have already left for work. And Charles, more often than not, will do every nursery pickup. I am working from home 5 days a week with this new job. So before, I was sometimes going into the office, and the expectation would be that I would be in the office 2 days a week. And the office that I worked at was an hour away from home. It wasn't flexible working. This new job is. So there just feels like there's so much to consider, or so much to offset by going full time in this organisation. And the fact that when Ophelia gets home from nursery, I will already be at home and I will have the autonomy to be able to switch off my computer and go and spend some time with her before she has a bath. I will be able to do bath time every night. I'll be able to do bedtime, which is no change to what I did before. But I guess I'm just kind of talking through the rationale as to why I've gone full time. And then every weekend, Charles is now going to have off work in his new job. I have it off work, which means that every weekend can be a real family day as well. Every weekend can be a family weekend. And we can do really exciting things with her. And I think I don't need to justify my decision to anybody else. I know that. But I do know that talking about what you do can sometimes inadvertently or directly, you know, both ways, it can really help people in making decisions that are right for them as well. So that's what's happening. Also, there's been a conversation with my mum, which she instigated around potentially having Ophelia overnight once a week, potentially on a Sunday, so that Charles and I can rest on a Sunday night, regardless of how the week has been, and get refreshed for the week ahead. And there's quite a lot of deliberation going into that. Twofold, really. Is it right for us to have that time away from Ophelia? Is it fair to my mum to do that? And then I stripped it back and I was like, who's making this decision? Like, my mum loves Ophelia. Ophelia loves my mum. They want to spend time together. The relationship that I had with my grandparents is the best relationship that I ever had, aside from my mum. And I would never want anybody to take away that time from me. In fact, I wish somebody had given me more. And I just think, how amazing is it that my mum is in a position to be able to help, in a position where she wants to help, and Ophelia absolutely adores her. Like, who doesn't that work for? We still get her 6 nights a week. Sorry, I'm getting a bit emotional because I just realised how lucky and fortunate I am that I have a mum who is so, oh my gosh, like so besotted with her granddaughter. And equally, Ophelia is so besotted with her, that having that time together is just something that is just so precious. And I just, there's just a lot of change happening, or potentially happening. And I think that it's just a lot to work through, isn't it? And that's where the mum guilt creeps in. And I made a commitment to myself. I put up a post on Instagram talking about like gratitude, and it applies also to kind of like guilt that we carry as mums. And what I reflected on is that so often I say things and precede them with the word but. So my examples, I think, were something along the lines of, I really like spending time by myself, but, you know, I do love Ophelia. And it's like, of course I love Ophelia. Like, of course, that just goes without saying, or it should go without saying. And also, I don't have to justify everything with a but. So I said that I wanted to commit to using the word and. So I, you know, love my life and crave some independence. You know, it's okay to have a full-on life and love it for what it is, but also still have snippets where you do want downtime and, you know, self-care and reflection or whatever else. So I think as I've been working through everything, I'm just taking time to let it sit and sit with whatever uncomfortableness. I honestly, genuinely, brain just still not work. I swear I'm blaming it on baby brain, but I honestly think some of this existed before baby brain. But seems to be working for me, you know, new job and all that. Sorry, I'm just slurping on a cup of tea, which is getting progressively colder, or progressively more cold. See, here we go again. What a joy it is to listen to these episodes, I'm sure. I'd love for somebody to kind of go through and like blooper all of the things that I've said wrong, because I'm sure, particularly in the early days of having Ophelia, that happened a lot. So yeah, I'm just sitting with whatever emotions happen, because I'm learning that experiencing all emotions is so important. So if I have a like pang of guilt, then that'll quickly be followed by a moment of like acknowledgement that it's okay to feel like that, because I'm allowed to miss Ophelia in the moments that I'm working really hard to build a life and to keep my identity and give to the world what I think is really important to give and all of that kind of stuff. But yeah, I'd be lying if I said that I'm completely like at one with all of the decisions that I'm making. Like, I'm still having moments where I think, shit, is that the right thing? Have I done the right thing? Am I making the right decisions? Do I need to do something differently? Do I, you know, I don't know, do I need to contact the company and say that actually I've made a mistake and I only want to be part-time? Like, and then I just kind of move through that and think, why is it that I'm feeling like that? Like, will that still be the case in the morning, or am I just having a moment where I feel a little bit guilty for the decisions? Anyway, that's kind of what's been happening. Those are the changes that are coming into effect. And I guess it's just, let's see how things go. Let's see where we're at. What I will do is I'll kind of let this month play out, see where we're at with Ophelia being at nursery 4 days a week. I'm not sure when the sleepovers are going to start with mum. Probably a few more conversations to have about that and logistics and everything else. And I don't start with the new company until right at the end of January. So I probably won't be able to give a fair update until maybe mid-February. So if I don't check in before, I will definitely record an episode in February. But I just want to say Happy New Year to everyone. I want to say here's to a great 2022. Here's to moments of feeling guilty. Here's to moments of, you know, self-care and self-discovery and knowing that it's okay to want what's best for you whilst also wanting what's best for your child and the other important people around you. And I'm just giving that a go. I'm going full throttle in doing what I genuinely think is right for us as a family and all of the people that sit in that. And I will continue to share that journey with you as I go, because I know that people still listen to this and I'm sure that it continues to help people in some way. Elements of the podcast will be relatable, others will feel slightly further away from where you're at or completely distant from where you're at with things, and that's absolutely fine. But I will continue to share this journey honestly, because I know how helpful I find it when I hear what other mums are doing and what's working well and where they may be feeling that things aren't working so well. So I will check in with you all in February, if not before, hopefully before actually, just to kind of, yeah, share an update on things more generally. But as I said, Happy New Year. Hope you all had a lovely Christmas break, for those of you that had one. For those of you that had your children home for the first time properly since sending them to nursery, I hope that you are looking forward to the break, because it definitely feels like more of a break when they go back. But of course, and, you know, we are grateful of the break and we still had an amazing Christmas. So I hope you feel the exact same way, and I will speak to you all very, very soon. Thank you so much again for listening, and I will speak to you in the not too distant future. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Learning to Mum podcast. I hope you found it somewhat insightful, or it gave you a little bit of insight into the reality of being a mum. You might be able to hear Ophelia in the background saying goodbye too. If you want to hit subscribe, that would be really appreciated, and it'll mean that as new episodes are launched, they'll drop straight into your preferred listening. So I'll see you all next week. Have a good one. Bye.